Are you a new parent navigating the wonderful journey of breastfeeding? Introducing Pregnancy Concepts, your trusted partner in lactation consultation. Join us for personalized guidance and expert support on breastfeeding challenges. Our certified lactation consultants offer one-on-one sessions tailored to your unique needs, ensuring a comfortable and fulfilling breastfeeding experience for both you and your little one. From troubleshooting issues to boosting milk supply, Pregnancy Concepts provides evidence-based strategies and compassionate care every step of the way. We understand that every breastfeeding journey is special. Let Pregnancy Concepts be your reliable companion, empowering you with knowledge and confidence in this beautiful bonding experience. Visit www.pregnancyconcepts.com to schedule your consultation. Because when it comes to breastfeeding, success, support makes all the difference. Today's episode is all about breastfeeding positions and getting a good latch. So buckle up as we embark on this insightful exploration into the world of breastfeeding positions and latch techniques. Let's equip ourselves with the knowledge and tools for a successful and fulfilling breastfeeding experience. Before we get started, I want my listeners to know that the information shared in today's episode is for informational and educational purposes only and does not serve as medical advice, a basis of diagnosis, or recommendation of treatment. Always, always seek the advice of your healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or health concern. The information provided today is based on the most current recommendations at the time of this podcast. Whether you're considering pregnancy, an expectant parent who planned their pregnancy, had an uh-oh moment and found yourself unexpectedly expecting, or knee-deep in parenting, this podcast is here to support you every step of the way. Hello, I'm your host, Kimberly Myers, and welcome to For the Love of Parenting podcast, covering topics from pre-baby readiness, pregnancy, childbirth preparation, the exploration of breastfeeding, navigating early parenthood stages, and beyond. This podcast explores the joys, obstacles, and more, while providing guidance, insight, and relatable, honest conversation about the roller coaster journey of parenthood. Welcome to my podcast. Hello, for my love of parenting parents. Welcome to episode number 6 on breastfeeding positions and latch. So today I thought we would get into a bit of breastfeeding. After all, I am an IBCLC and this is what I pretty much do all day. Throughout my career, I have gotten many questions on the topic of breastfeeding positions and latching. In fact, just today I had a client that came in for a breastfeeding observation so that I could check how her baby was positioned and latched at the breasts. And with some minor adjustments and a lot of education and support, mom was delighted that she came in. You too may be asking yourself, what's the deal with position and latch when it comes to breastfeeding? Why is this so important? Well, let me tell you, how your baby is positioned is critical to ensuring that your baby is latching onto your breast properly. Proper position and latch are also important for your comfort and breastfeeding sustainability. Breastfeeding is a skill that you and your baby will learn together. In fact, it takes about 4 to 6 weeks for you and your baby to learn how to breastfeed and breastfeed well. This is why breastfeeding professionals refer to breastfeeding as a learned art. When breastfeeding, there are lots of positions that you can use. I always recommend to my clients that they try all of the positions to find out what position works well for you and your baby. Also, there is no hard and fast rule to say that you have to use the same position on each breast. My client today nursed her baby in the cross cradle hold on the left breast and nursed using the football hold on the right breast. When I saw her switch positions, I was so excited. Usually moms that come and see me do not switch positions. So kudos to that mom. If you have never breastfed or don't know about the various positions, then let me tell you all about it. There are 5 positions that moms typically use, but before you start breastfeeding, please make sure that you are comfortable first. If you're not comfortable, you are not going to want to breastfeed, or breastfeeding will feel like a chore or something that you have to do but not enjoy. One of the benefits of breastfeeding is the close bonding experience that most moms feel when breastfeeding. And you can thank the love hormone oxytocin for that. So let's go over the 5 positions. Number 1, cross cradle hold. Number 2, laid back position. Number 3, football hold. Number 4, side lying position. And number 5, cradle hold. So let's go into detail. My favorite position for early breastfeeding is the cross cradle hold. I always tell moms that my favorite position does not have to be your favorite position, but baby must be positioned properly and latched deeply onto your breasts with no pain, because breastfeeding should not be painful or hurt. If mom is experiencing pain, then either the position, latch, or both may need adjusting. In some cases, pain may be associated with the oral anatomy of her baby's mouth, which is another episode. So why do I like the cross cradle hold? It is because moms can have better control of her baby's head when bringing her baby to her breast to nurse. Notice, I said bring her baby to her breast. Oftentimes, I see moms leaning forward to put their breasts into their baby's mouth. A part of proper latching and positioning is to bring your baby to your breasts. I cannot tell you how many times moms are leaning forward trying to breastfeed. And once this adjustment is made, that aha moment is like magic. With the cross cradle hold, mom should place her hand behind baby's ears, making sure that her baby is turned to face her, positioned tummy to tummy. If baby is turned away from mom even slightly, that will create a shallow latch. And a shallow latch is when only mom's nipple or a small amount of her breast is in her baby's mouth. And in this position, moms may experience pain when breastfeeding. Always remember, if you experience pain when breastfeeding, remove baby from your breast and reposition. The next position is the laid back position. In this position, mom will want to recline comfortably at about a 45 degree angle, then position her baby so that he is laying with his tummy on her body. Next up is the football position, which is a great position for moms with larger breasts because you can hold your baby out slightly while supporting your breasts, and also for moms who have had a C-section delivery because the weight of your baby is not resting on your abdomen or incision. With this position, you want to tuck your baby under your arm with pillow support to get your baby at your breast height. You can also use a rolled towel or receiving blanket under your wrist for support. Some moms may also use a pillow. The side lying position will become your best friend for sure. I love this position. In this position, it will allow you to get a bit of rest while nursing your baby. In this position, mom is on her side and her baby is on her side. Both are tummy to tummy, but be sure to keep all bedding away from your baby. Last but not least is the cradle position, or what I like to call the default position, because this is the position that you see moms in pictures or movies using when breastfeeding. With the cradle position, I like to tell moms that this position is great for when baby is nursing and latching more easily and has more neck and head control. When your baby is nursing in the cradle position, mom will support her baby's head in the crook of her arm. So that is a brief overview of breastfeeding positions. Next, on to proper latching. First and foremost, be patient with yourself and your baby. I cannot stress this enough. It may take a few feedings before you and your baby figure this breastfeeding thing out. With proper positioning and a good latch, breastfeeding will become easier over time. I promise. When your baby first latches and begins to suck, the motion will be rapid until your milk starts flowing, the letdown. Once your milk lets down, your baby will settle into a sucking and swallowing rhythm. You will notice that his sucking becomes slower, deeper, and stronger. To help your baby with latching, you want to hold your baby close, tummy to tummy, with her nose across from your nipple. You can gently tickle your baby's upper lip with your nipple until she opens her mouth wide like a yawn. Then quickly pull her into your breast, chin first, taking in as much of your breast as possible, which will lead to a deep latch. If your baby does not latch deeply and has a shallow latch, remove baby from your breast and relatch. Once your baby is latched on, then check for signs of an effective or deep latch. Your baby's mouth is open wide, lips are flared out like a fish, and her chin is touching your breast. You can see more of your areola, the area around your nipple, above her top lip than below her lower lip. You will see her ear and jaw move as she sucks. She will have several periods of active swallowing and sucking during nursing. You can hear a soft swallowing sound, usually a sound like k, k. You can feel a tugging, pulling sensation, but no pain. If your baby is not latching effectively or deeply, then you may notice that she only has taken in your nipple or a small amount of your breast. Her lips will be curled inward. She may make a clicking sound when nursing. You do not see or hear swallowing. Pain is present when breastfeeding, and your breasts do not soften after nursing. Well, you think you got it? Because that is the basics of position and latch when breastfeeding. I hope that this episode has shed light on the importance of finding the right position and achieving a good latch for a successful breastfeeding experience. If you have any questions or seeking breastfeeding education and support, please head over to my website at www.pregnancyconcepts.com for information on lactation consultations. Thank you for tuning in today. And if you found today's episode helpful, you can also visit my website, www.pregnancyconcepts.com, to get your free position and latch download. However, it is under development. Once it is ready, you will receive information on how to get your copy, but I will need your email address in order to do that. So again, head over to my website and go to the Contact Us section. Then enter your email address where it says get information and resources. Thank you so much. Remember, as parents, do your best. There are no perfect parents, but countless ways to be loving and supportive. Signing off from the Love of Parenting podcast. Until next time, take care.